I'm killing this thing. 8 days in a row. Okay. Okay, I win. I win. Listen, people, whatever it takes in 2024, that is the theme. The theme is whatever it takes. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Day 8, posting for profit. This is a great way to get people that are on your team that have like no social media presence and have no idea of how to set up their profile and, you know, make a curiosity post. I would have them start from day 1 of this. So let me just give you guys kind of the idea behind the posting for profits now that we're on day 8. The whole idea of this was, one, I wanted my team to have something that helped them understand different features of social media, how to work social media, and I didn't want them to have to buy it. And then I was like, well, if I'm gonna do it, I might as well just give it away for free. So that's what I'm doing. I'm giving it away for free. So it's not going away. I had a lot of you ask me, how do I buy the replays? You don't need to buy the replays. The replays are free. I have all the replays like in a board. So if you have not received that board, just go re-opt back into postingforprofits.com. I will put the link above. I will put it here, and then you'll get an email or a text with it. I've also been sending it in email and text. So this way you guys can get the board. I think we have like over 500 people that have downloaded the board. Definitely get the board. If you don't know what a board is, all good in the hood. You'll figure it out when you get it. Click it and it's just on your phone. It's really cool. Anyway. Feel so special. But the whole point of this is because I really honestly wanted to just get it all out in the open of things I'm doing in 2024, what works for me, why it works for me, and really help you guys to start implementing the posting for profits way. Yeah? Are we happy it's free? So anybody can opt in at any time because they can come and watch the replays of this. So I know you guys, you know, have people that launch their business and they get to a place where they literally feel like, I don't know what else to do. I have no one to talk to. I don't know how to use attraction marketing. I don't know how to do all those things. Have them download this or share the board so then they can go in at day 1 and start because they can truly build on this. And I had a lot of you that have been emailing us and posting in the Moms Who Slay Facebook group, as well as sending me personal messages and texts like, hey, this has been my win for posting for profits. Keep sending them my way. I love the wins. It feeds my soul and it makes me so happy. So yeah, let's do the thing. So let's talk about what we're gonna talk about today. Okay, first off, just so you know, there is a workbook that is involved with posting for profit. The workbook will have the script here and have some cool things for day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So the digital workbook is going to get emailed to you guys when it's finished, unless you're watching the replay of this and you already probably have it printed out. But my workbooks are pretty insane and it's only $47, but my workbooks are literally like posting for profits will be your new Bible. It'll be your social media Bible. Just going to put that out there because we're only on day 8 and we already have people having some massive wins. So all you have to do is go to postingforprofits.com/govip. That's where you're going to go and grab the workbook. I don't want to talk about the workbook anymore. The end. Let's get this party started. So I want to know from you, how many of you are terrified? Like, oh my God, I'm so scared of doing a live video. And I want you to know that it's okay. I'm gonna help you right now. By the way, I pick my nose, I burp on camera, I've literally had my baby throw up on me, I've literally had my dog smack me in the face, I have had my husband drop F-bombs in the background, I've accidentally dropped an F-bomb a couple times. I curse, I'm not perfect, I don't have this perfect pitch, I don't have a perfect aesthetic, I don't have a perfect background, like I just... the perfection thing just doesn't go with me. So let's just talk about this really quickly, okay? The people who make the most money are the people that are in front of the room. Seriously. Because we've moved to such a social media world, right? Like this is being in front of the room. I mean, can you imagine inviting 100 people to show up at your house and 100 people show up? That'd be like overwhelmingly insane, right? That'd be like, oh my God, there's so many people here to talk to. What if you had 5 people show up at your house for like a little, you know, when you're showing your product, you're using your product, and here we go, we're testing the product, right? We're like, okay guys, we're gonna do the lip plump and play. I don't know, I just made that up, but whatever. Come over, they're sipping, coming over, having a little happy hour. So right, you're doing that, right? It'd be amazing. That's a big deal. You're literally talking to yourself-ish. This is why I love to do my lives using StreamYard. StreamYard's my favorite because I can see the comments like from YouTube, Facebook, and all the other places. And so like, I don't feel like I'm talking to myself. Whereas before when we used to use the phone, it literally was me talking to myself. That was a little weird. So just know that, right? Like I get it, it's weird. But if you're prepared, which I'm gonna show you when you do a live video, you get in and out. You guys will notice that I don't do 45 minute long live videos. Why? Because after like 20 minutes, like I'm beating a dead horse. I'm saying the same thing. Like it just, I love 20 minute presentations when I'm on stage because I feel like I just get to the point. When I have to do webinars and I have to like give value and then sell and it's like an hour and 40 minutes, I'm exhausted. I just don't even wanna like wake up the next day. So I get it. People are busy. So we want to make sure we give the goods. We give the goods, we keep the attention. And so I'm going to give you my live video script that I literally use anytime I'm selling something. And then you won't sound like a spammy a-hole. Spammy Tammy, don't win no Grammy. Taylor? Okay, let's go. Number one, when you're starting a live video, I want you to smile. It's inviting. The very first live video I ever did, by the way, I just want you to know, I was like this. Back in like 2015, I think when they launched live video and you could literally see my boogers. Like I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. My nose was like up and I swear you could see my boogers. So just know you're gonna suck when you get this party started, okay? So smile and welcome everybody, even if there's nobody on, because guess what? Replay viewers don't wanna sit there and wait for you to wait for people to come on. You gotta start talking, you gotta get in it. So this is what I do. I smile, I welcome, and I announce who I am. So what's up, viewers? Marina Simone here. I'm the CEO and founder of Moms in Heels. I help busy moms lay online sales so they can go from the cubicle to the throne. Oh, if you hate your 9-to-5, I want you to just drop hate 9-to-5 in the comment section right now. What did I do? I smiled, I welcomed them, I told them who they are, and then I hooked them and asked them a simple question, okay? So I can come here and say, oh, by the way, did you know you are not the only one that hates your job? Or you are not the only one that feels stressed out by your job, okay? I want you to know you're not alone. Drop not alone in the comment section. What am I doing? I'm engaging. So I want you to find a did you know or a question hook that you can get them to engage with, just like I did with y'all, okay? I asked you, how many of you are terrified of doing live video? I want you to drop in the comment section, scared. You did that. What does that do? It brought you into my live video to where you feel like you're a part of it. Number two, I touched on relatability. So I'm gonna give you an example with postpartum because I could say, welcome, my name's Maria Simone. Listen, I'm just a postpartum mom who literally couldn't figure out how to get rid of her mom pooch after 4 years of having a baby because this menopause belly wouldn't go away. And did you know that 78% of women going through menopause struggle with the pooch as if they just had a baby? Ugh. What did I do? Relatability, because you got to talk about relatability. You got to relate to them. The menopause belly, tried it all, frustrated, body image, right? Number three, I'm going to hit them with a question. And then I started thinking, what if I had the motivation to actually want to eat better, to actually want to stay active and not like look in the mirror and have this body image of like, I hate my body, literally. Right? Relate to the fears, the body images, hit the question. Yeah. So what if I could have the energy? What if I could just look in the mirror and put my jeans on and feel so freaking good? Guys, does this sound like your curiosity post? You didn't watch day 5. This is your curiosity post in a live video. Number four, I'm gonna state my specific frustration, which I just did, which is, do you guys have a pair of jeans that you have sitting in your closet that you're just dying to put on? Which by the way, I really did put on today. I just wanna keep you guys 100. I literally am wearing things where I'm showing a little bit of belly again, and I'm kind of like feeling myself, okay? Share that. So state your frustration so you can understand their pain. State their frustration. Five, share your specific moment. I did. I shared my specific moment of looking in the mirror, but I can get even more specific. This is your curiosity post, people. Six, what you lost. This is big, what you lost. I lost my confidence. I lost my sex drive, just to keep it 100 with you. Well, I'm gonna keep it 100, I'm gonna be real, right? I didn't feel confident. I didn't like the way I looked. I was miserable. Honestly, I'm sick of wearing the same stretchy pants over and over and over again. What you lost and what you tried. Dude, I literally will tell you I tried all the things. And I will tell you that I saw a lot of my friends using some semi-glutide shit. And I will tell you that when I looked that up, it is bad. It is no bueno. It is not good for you. And so I said, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to make myself sick so I can look in the mirror. What did I just do right there? I talk about what I lost and then what I tried or what I will never try. What am I doing? I'm debunking a myth that people have around this semi-glutide and what's the, oh, whatever the other shot crap is. So that's number three. Number seven, now you're gonna share one other specific story of someone else who had a win. This is, I saw my friend, Brynn, do this program called the 5-Day Drop. She dropped 6 pounds in 5 days and her stomach was flat. It was like flat like a board, like flat like the wall. And I was like, okay, girl, why don't you pooch? I might even show the picture. Show the before and after. This is how you start to introduce the solution. You're doing it with a specific story or win from someone else. Now, when we get to number nine, ask for their pain around X. So listen, have you ever seen one of your besties start looking so good and you look at them and you're like, good for them. But deep down, you're like, that won't work for me. You ever thought that way? Like, oh, it worked for her, but it won't work for me. I know. Thought the same thing. I felt the same way. But I realized that I had to give it a try. Ask a question to lead to the quotes. So what do we do here? So I want to ask you a question. I've committed to doing a 5-day drop. I'm excited. I'm ready to like literally be able to walk around in my jeans again. And you know what? I'm ready. And so I just want to ask you, are you ready? If you related to anything that I just said, if you're ready and you want details on the drop, just drop in the comments. And I will reach out to you and I will let you know when we're gonna start, how it works. You'll get all the bup, bada, bup, bada, bup with us. Just drop in the comments and I'll reach out to you. Now listen, I'm also gonna be working out and doing some other things and I'm gonna share my journey with you. I can't wait. Bop, bada, bop, bada, bop, bada, bop, bada, bop. Yo, that's a live video of how to sell. That's how you sell. Mind blown, anybody? Some of you are like, oh my God, only 3 people showed up. What if those 3 people drop the word drop in the comment section? I want you to understand, like, this is how simple. It's literally 20 minutes, but of me pitching, it was 10. Of me bringing you into my world, sharing a little bit about me. I'm rewiring your brain. That's sexy. That makes me so happy. It makes me so happy. Yeah, you guys, this isn't. Listen, what if every night for 10 minutes, you did the same thing with a different story and a different pain point, a different product. You know, you can even have like with your title, we're going to talk about title. We're going to talk about all things. Yeah. How many lives a week? As many as you want. I mean, I'm literally going live every single day right now. I'm doing whatever it takes. For 10, 15 minutes, I could be watching Netflix or I could be on here building my network. I mean, and working through other people. If you did not know, I have a podcast. Did you guys know I have a podcast? I do. I have a podcast. And so here's what I need from all of you. I need you to just go and like, I don't know, subscribe to it. And like, I don't know, leave a nice review after you've listened to something. There's a lot on there. Every week we drop. It's Sip and Slay Marketing. Slay Online Sales at Marina Simone. I get a little spicy and sassy. I'm really excited. I'm going to interview my mom. I'm going to interview my mother. It's on Apple and Spotify. If you just search Marina Simone, it should come up. Sip and Slay Marketing, Marina. Sip and Slay. So I'm going to interview my mom and I'm really excited about interviewing her because she's a principal. Well, she was a principal. Education, but leadership. Like when I tell you that my mother has dealt with some crap from parents and from students and from teachers and just having to run schools and be business and all the things. I didn't realize how smart my mom was when it came to business. And the other day she was here and we were picking apart my business. And dude, she just really helped me get some major clarity on my multiple 7-figure brands. And mom, big shout out. I love you. I love you. And so I'm excited. But yes, I am always looking for women to interview on the podcast. It doesn't matter what your rank is or how much money you're making. If you're like, hey, I would love to be on your podcast, just email support@momsandheels.com. support@momsandheels.com. Don't message me because I don't schedule the podcast. Just support@momsandheels.com. Dave.com. But you got to pitch what you want to share and why. You got to make it to where they want to listen to you. You know what I mean? So if you know anybody that should be on the podcast, tag them here. Would love to connect with them. Have them email support@momsandheels.com. All right, guys, it's good. We are done. Get your workbook, because I'm promising you the workbook's going to be fire. It's going to be your Bible for social media marketing. Okay? I love you guys. Bye.